is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
That's right.
Yeah, this code is now in session.
And those that are not eligible because of the following stories to serve on a local jury. Let us start why we can't have nice things down at the border. Federal agents there in Far, Texas, which is real close to Matamoros and stuff like that. Federal agents and officers with the Far, Texas Police Department seized 1,500 pounds of methamphetamine.
Oh, dear.
Hidden in pallets of blueberries, according to the DEA.
It's disturbing.
$5 million worth right there in the blueberries. And because of the new tariffs, most of that street value actually came from the blueberries.
No kidding. So everything's bigger in Texas, but India may have us beat. Now, a flight from Chicago to New Delhi had to turn around because 11 of the 12 toilets on board were clogged and overflowing. The pilot from Air India made the choice that 300 people sharing a single business class loo just wasn't the business for all that business.
They had 12 toilets on board?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Where did this plane come from?
Well, it sounds like, the cuisine. Let us go to the Amazon, the retailer online. So, kudos, I guess, in a way, to this employee at Amazon, because it's amazing. Some guy online shared photos after he bought an album, and he is a hardcore punk rock fan.
Wow, you are using your hands and everything with this. This is serious.
He loves punk rock.
Okay.
So he bought an album by the punk band Counterparts, and Amazon got the wrong parts. They sent him Clay Aiken's latest Christmas album. And even better, they kept sending it. And at last print time, they keep sending it.
That is so sweet.
So the guys, he posted it last Wednesday after Amazon had sent it twice. He told him about it after the first time. And then they sent it again.
That's so precious. And then he's followed
that up over the weekend. They sent him a Clay Aiken vinyl this time.
Oh, look at you go.
So somebody's SKU codes are off or something like that. Or somebody's really, really funny.
I can't believe you didn't want to be part of the Clay Nation. Mm. All right. Well, the fine responders in Austin, Texas, got an ugly surprise when they ran to the rescue of one Grant Saline. He flagged the ambulance down while it was driving down the street. He got inside and promptly drove off with the emergency vehicle while they were just trying to help. Luckily, a witness followed, dialed 911. Operators were back on the case. Grant is now being charged with unauthorized use of a vehicle and evading arrest. I mean, he didn't even need a Band-Aid or anything.
Man. I mean, don't steal cars, but don't steal an ambulance. Dum, 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 dum. They're gonna find you. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee, and we had fun with Oreos last week, certainly, in the Will It Float tank. But Oreo this time, Oreo. That's the name of this dog who was blamed for shooting its owner early Monday morning in Fraser, Tennessee, outside of Memphis.
Oh, no.
Yes. The owner was being pretty coy about this whole thing, but in a news story that is fraught with dog puns, it was a rough day for the dog owner after his pit bull, Oreo, shot him. Police say the man was lying in his bed at 4 a.m. asleep with a gun in the bed when Oreo jumped up and the dog's paw got caught in the trigger. Gun went off, fired a bullet that grazed the man's thigh. So he'll be fine. Oreo's fine. They actually wrote, but the dog's in the doghouse.
Oh, yes.
All right. Honorable mention to whoever wrote this story, too. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. You know, boyfriends can get on your nerve from time to time, but handling it with kindness, compassion, and maturity isn't always an option. A woman named Shelley Hardwick got ticked off, decided to throw a watermelon right at her boyfriend's face. Mm. It's actually a pretty good shot. Although he managed to dodge the melon, there were seeds all over the victim's face and clothing. She says, hey, I did nothing wrong. Fortunately, police did not agree. She spent the night in jail and now has a lovely new accessory, an ankle monitor, and hopefully not a boyfriend.
See, that's the kind of case if I had to, I want in that jury.
I know, but doesn't it make your girlfriend look like the Queen of England, like the best girlfriend ever?
Yeah.
See what you have?
She's only thrown maybe a tops a cantaloupe. Dum, 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 dum. And then finally, let us go to New Hampshire. This past Sunday, this 35-year-old man had quite the afternoon. He allegedly stole a vehicle, then caused an accident on the highway, sustained minor injuries. Otherwise, he was okay, physically. Mentally, after the crash, the gentleman took off all of his clothing, put him on the shoulder of the highway, and just walked across the highway, leaving the scene of the accident. Multiple drivers obviously calling 911 and the cops after they had to dodge the guy. Police found the man wandering down the highway. I mean, they were fairly sure it was him. He was the only naked guy on the highway. 35-year-old man from New Hampshire. Identified as Sean Wiener.
Oh,
that's his name. That's his name.